know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking
to? Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice? You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
It's Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and we are here to talk about talking. And Cynthia joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Todd.
How's everything?
Beautiful. How are you today?
Well, you know, as an alum of Flanagan Cornell, you should be excited to know that a whole generation of new alums are starting today.
Yeah, and I'm not there anymore.
You could go wish them well.
I should.
You should. You should say, look at the heights I've achieved.
Yeah, why
thanks
not?
Thanks to my education. You can tell Mr. Ferris, it's all thanks to you.
Absolutely.
Everything I am today. And then you could ask him for $20.
Right. He actually started the year, or maybe 2 years after I graduated high school, so I'm dating myself a little bit. But I did know him as a teacher at that time.
Well, then, just go to Pshaw. You did nothing for me.
Oh, no.
You made no contribution. We've met Mr. Ferris. Mr. Ferris. And we're just
good guy.
We're just harassing him this morning. But we do have good wishes for all the folks, the parents, the students, everybody going back to school at Flanagan Cornell today. So
absolutely.
Other school districts going to be joining you in just a couple of days. I think the latest anybody goes back to school is next week.
My daughter doesn't start until the 21st because she goes to Prairie Central, and they like to wait until the Fairbury Fair is over with.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Dwight schools are going back on the 21st as well. Mm-hmm. So, and then the private schools in the area going back on the 23rd, it looks like. But, of course, if I've got those calendars confused, go by what you've been told by the schools.
Right.
Don't worry about me. We want to talk a little bit about cultural dissonance. There's a word for you.
I like that.
People at BuzzFeed.com is famous for just completely useless information. And they decided to conduct a bit of a survey, figure out when people from other countries come to the United States, what are the things that they just don't get?
This will be fun.
Because we know no matter when you travel, no matter where you travel, you're going to encounter things that you just don't get. I spent some time in Europe, and where I was, it got very warm in the summertime. And so the Europeans, I thought very wisely, observed a siesta. When it was too hot to be at work, they just went home.
Wow.
So they'd open their stores early, work till 10 or 11, close the store during the hottest part of the day, just go home and take it easy, come back 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, stay open later at night.
Nice. Illinois would definitely benefit from that in mid-July.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
Absolutely.
But it's a cultural thing. We'd never get used to it here because everybody would be flipping out. You'd have people calling City Hall going, why are all the stores closed? Never work.
Right.
So that's the difference in cultures, and there are all kinds of things that Europeans, according to this survey, say they don't get. They don't get air conditioning, at least not at the intensity that Americans like it.
Hmm.
We like it cool and dry.
Mm-hmm.
Other parts of the world, not so bothered by that.
So they
don't get it.
I wonder if they're talking about like the malls and the stores. Because, I mean, it can be decent outside, like 70, 75, and you go into stores. Holy cow, it's cold. Is that kind of, you think that's what they're talking about?
They don't explain it. They just say they don't quite get the American obsession with air conditioning. But we like it. We're not getting rid of it. So.
Right.
There you go. They don't get our big, huge superhighways and the big, huge cars we drive. And that's always been that way.
Yeah.
Because America is the land of wide open spaces.
Right. I know. I heard stories when my ex went to Ireland. There's no shoulders on the roads, the half the size of one lane. And if you have to pass somebody, you're in the ditch and getting stuck in the mud and the tiny little cars that fit too. And yeah, that would be
true.
A culture shock for me if I ever did that.
Yeah, well, and the problem is in Europe, of course, you find much older cities.
Mm-hmm.
So they were built at a time when it was really, there was really no opportunity to just tear buildings down and replace them.
Right.
And so they wind up with a lot of very narrow streets because
they
were designed for horses and wagons, you know, not for
cars. Smaller cars, yeah.
And so they are. I have, like I say, spent some time in Europe, and that is the way it is. And I don't think the Japanese are bothered by our massive highways because the part of Japan I visited had even bigger highways than we had.
Right.
I mean wall-to-wall cars.
Wow.
Restaurants serving water with ice cubes in it, even in the winter, is baffling to many of our brethren and sistern from around the world.
I think that's a privilege we have of having all the ice and the ability to have ice. And you think of third world countries who don't even have water. But that, unfortunately, is just what we're used to.
It's true. Well, and it's a palate cleanser, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, there is a function to it. Mm-hmm. The reason the water is cold is because warm water doesn't do as good a job of cleaning out your mouth.
Right.
Making your mouth feel fresh.
Or so just warm drinks in general. Ugh.
Yeah. Unless they're supposed to be. I mean,
right.
coffee and tea, that's
right.
fine.
Yeah.
You know? But it's just that we do it right and everybody else is messed up. See, there's the difference. And that's a popular attitude in every country in the world.
Right.
So, people, according to BuzzFeed.com, people from other countries do not understand why we need all kinds of different varieties of Oreos and Cheez-Its and things like that.
Well, that's fun. Enjoy it with us.
Yeah.
I mean,
marketing, man.
I love all the different kinds of Oreos. I don't like the originals. I know I'm weird. I really don't like the original Oreos, but I really like the cookies and cream kind or the cookie dough ones, red velvet one.
You,
oh, yeah.
You are weird.
I know.
It's only the original. I'm with you. I like to try the occasional variety Oreo because we've had the original.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do something different.
Yeah.
You know?
And the Cheez-Its, white cheese? I almost said white chocolate. Whoops.
No. Well, I don't know. That might go. People would like
maybe.
That.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's the white cheese Cheez-Its. It's mm-hmm. the jalapeno seasoned Cheez-Its. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just got to understand the American obsession with junk food.
Right,
that's
too.
That's really the heart of understanding it. Because
yeah.
we don't want just one Cheez-It. We don't want just one Cheeto.
Oh, yeah.
who was the genius who came up with the enormous Cheetos?
I don't know.
But kids love them.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
People from other countries do not understand American commercial breaks during TV shows.
They just do theirs between episodes, don't they?
I was just going to say, I got to go to Japan once, not for very long, but I did notice that, yes, that you're absolutely right. The Japanese, anyway, put all their commercials in a cluster. So you watch the entire program, and then there's a big chunk of commercials before the next program begins.
So if the U.S. channels did that, it'd be like 15 minutes of television, 20 minutes of commercial, 15 minutes of your show, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't mind them breaking it up if that's the case.
Yeah. There's a science to all of that.
Right.
And, you know, it's an interesting thing. This is why when you watch a show in syndication, there are times when you say, oh, I remember that seemed different when I saw it originally.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it was different. Because in a show's first run, they will generally allow fewer commercials than they will in syndication.
Gotcha.
So the shows are either compressed, they're actually sped up a little bit, or they're just chopped up so that they can accommodate more commercials.
Gotcha.
So now you know. Now, I was in Italy for a time, and they run their commercials just like we do.
Okay.
There was really no difference.
The right way, right?
Exactly. Do it correctly. Europeans especially are disturbed by price tags that do not include the tax. And that's because each jurisdiction gets to impose its own sales tax.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
So,
that's right.
But yeah, the whole thing. Do you remember the days when price tags used to say plus tax?
Mm-hmm.
And it surprises me because I know in many parts of Europe they have a variety of taxes. You often hear the term VAT, the VAT, the value added tax.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not strangers to this, but apparently they have an issue with the way the prices are marked.
Yeah.
But we know that you're always going to have to pay the tax on top of the price.
Right.
$49.99. That's the part that cracks me up. Why can't you say $50? Why,
right.
why do we still say $19.99
right.
instead of $20? It sells better. That's just the way we are. Now, if somebody from another country wanted to complain about that, I would get that.
Yes.
You'd say, you know what? You're right. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That penny makes no difference whatsoever.
Right.
What else should we mention here? We don't have an abundance of time. We will say that people from other countries are often baffled by pharmacies that
yes.
sell beer and cigarettes.
Yeah, right? I've always thought that. And a lot of places are like, they're not doing it anymore. They've stopped doing
it's
that.
Freedom of choice,
mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know. Mostly it's what the market will bear. If all the beer and cigarettes sat unpurchased at pharmacies, they would not sell them.
Right.
But people are obviously buying. This is what I say about telemarketers. It must be working.
Because they're still working.
Yeah. They keep calling, so somebody must be answering that call. I don't
right.
know who they are, but that's the only reason they could possibly exist. It is interesting that in a place that supposedly is devoted to your health,
mm-hmm.
they sell beer and cigarettes. And I don't know why they're lumping beer in there. Cigarettes much worse for you than beer. As a person who doesn't smoke but does drink beer, I will jump out to say, all you people from other countries have the wrong idea about the United States, and beer is okay. People from other countries also confused by our money. In some countries, they say it's hard to tell about American money because it's all the same size and mostly the same color. And I will say that international currency tends to have a lot more color to it.
Yeah, at least we have different people on the bills. They always have, like, look at British. Do they still have the Queen on everything?
I don't think she's on everything.
Okay.
They also have watermarks and different color washes and all sorts of interesting things. But our money is changing because we don't want it counterfeited any more than anybody else does.
Right.
So it is confusing to people from other countries. I have talked to people from other countries. Again, I spent some time in Italy, and in Italy, everything is based on the lira.
Mm-hmm.
So you tend to talk in terms of mila, which is thousands of lira. But the lira is the equivalent of the penny. You know what I mean? It's the smallest unit of money. So you very seldom deal in lira for anything. And I have talked to people who come to the United States, and they just don't get the whole fractional idea that we have the dollar, but then we also have the quarter, and then we also have the dime, the nickel, and the penny, and they just don't understand. Well, then what is a quarter? It's 1/4 of a dollar. And they're like, why do you have that? I don't know. It's a quarter.
There's things that cost that much.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Put a dollar in a vending machine? I guess you are now, but,
right.
You know. I don't know. We will just have to set up a website called Why the Way We Do It Is Correct. And we'll let the other countries of the world come to where we are.
We'll offer some training.
That's right. I'll be happy to instruct them. Actually, I won't, because everybody's got their own style, their own practices, and that's the way it should be. It keeps it interesting.
Right.
Keeps it lively. Don't criticize my Cheez-Its, though. I mean, this is where the line must be drawn,
right?
And don't even mention the various kinds of Doritos.
No.
Doritos must be protected at all costs. I'm Todd Weinberger. She's Cynthia Groy. And that's Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.